Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
How much battery life I got? With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness there's no deity, nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one creator of everything. And we witness that Prophet Muhammad had the revelation of the Quran revealed to him over 1450 years ago or so, is the messenger, prophet, last messenger and prophet. So, again, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I'm about much to be said about this declaration, but today we want to discuss strategies, strategies for building a sacred unity. And, you know, we've been talking about this topic for a number of weeks and months even, about having and establishing a sacred unity and how that's done. And we want to establish concrete ways to do that. Thursday, we were listening to a program. Imam Bayar had a topic put four birds on four mountains. You read from the Quran that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, Allah, how he's going to raise the dead, with the famous ayat in the Quran, and Allah meant to put four birds on four mountains, tame them, put four birds on four mountains, call them, and they will come to you. Then know that Allah has power over all things. So very, very many translations about this verse. But, you know, the imam gave us four essentials. I call them essentials. Education, business, culture, and governance. And business and economics is a very powerful tool that has been used to build countries, nations. And so we want to talk about that Pacific bird, if we could call it that, and putting it on, giving it some structural existence. You know, the mountain is a big pile of material mass, and it's a sanctuary for animals and people. Jabal Nur, the prophet went into the mountain, up the mountain and into the cave to meditate on how to resolve problems in his society that he saw hurt in his community. And we have one that's really troubling in its economic development. And I think Imam Bia is an accountant, and I'm sure that was on his mind very, very heavy about our lack of having material accomplishment in our lives, families, and community. So we wanted to maybe address that today. And of course, we have with us our Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and he is he's working with a group called Graceline, where they are looking at developing a credit union, and he's on that board of directors. So we want to hear from him. He also just recently back from some traveling in a very interesting place, and I'll let him share that information if you would like to, and then update us on the Graceline project, inshallah. Professor Rabbani, welcome. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah. No deity. He is the ever living, ever existing. Has no end or beginning, and he is the fountain of all beings. And we thank you, Imam DeLacy, for your efforts as the host.
You're certainly welcome, Professor. Share with us some thoughts you may have on this topic. We're still dealing with sacred unity. And we also talking about how to develop a sacred unity, you know, in such a struggle to keep unity. And also we're looking at our material development. We got three very prominent interests in this specific talk. So please share some thoughts, if you would.
As you say, it's a vast ocean of information and knowledge that we have to put apply, and you mentioned the verses that were revealed in not only in the Quran but also in the Bible concerning Ezekiel and the Valley of Dry Bones, and he asked Almighty God, how can you bring these dead bones together? And in fact, there was, I think it was a song, the hip bone connected to the thigh bone, the thigh bone connected to the foot bone. You remember that in church?
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah. Well,
he told the prophet yeah, he told the prophet to prophesy to the four winds. He said four winds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the Quran, it spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam wondering how to reconstruct the dead, or how to bring the dead back to life. And you mentioned, he mentioned to get four birds and train them. Some say to cut them up and put them in four places. Okay, and then call them. And the four birds represent, like you say, business, education, governance, and culture. So when you look at establishing a community life, those four essentials have to be present. And like you said, the most prominent essential for showing a physical expression, a physical endeavor, is the business component.
Yeah.
And that business component has to be in our particular society, capital generating a society, that you have to have capital, and that capital and knowledge in order to establish an ongoing business that will have an effect on community life. And as members in our community under the leadership of Imam W.D.
He got cut off. His call dropped. I don't hear him.
What we call like mind. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry. That was me kind of interrupting there because I dropped you for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead, Professor.
Yes.
Continue.
So here we have a demonstration of what I call a micro demonstration of how to build community life when we were under the influence of the language of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and how businesses would help to alleviate a lot of the social problems in the community. So here we have the life of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, 1450 some years ago, who galvanized people who were not well educated. Many of them were just, when I say educate, I'm talking about formal in terms of the education that we know, and brought those people who were dead to social life back to and galvanized them to a sacred unity based upon the belief and the revelation of the Quran, and how we are to perform our activities and to be educated. The number one thing that came was education to free the human being to develop his life. In fact, one of the great imams from Pakistan, Maududi, said that al-Islam was a formula for re-establishing and reforming the whole world. So we have Muslims and we have our own people here in America that can be, that if we are, you know, the point, the thing, the word that I want to use is zeal, to have some zeal, some energy to perform and to get involved and to make things and go and keep at that point, keep on those points until we develop a institution. And that's what we're after, is to develop an institution so that when we leave and when we go and we die off, that institution will continue.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's that sacred unity that you mentioned. It's to build an institution based upon the principles of Al-Islam to keep it going with people who are trustworthy and truthful.
Yes.
That business life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me interject, Professor. I guess I want to ask the question, though. Did Michael come? Yeah, Michael. Yeah. So I'm glad you're here, my brother, inshallah.
The Hufu bird.
So I want to interject one thing, then, Michael. I want to get some comments from you.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking, Imam, Professor, as Professor Rabbani was talking, I was thinking about Imam Muhammad mentioning in a talk I've heard in an address he was given on this topic, similarly on this topic, I should say. And it was concerning how society develops. And the reason I went straight to business, I remember in his talk, and like Professor said, education is a major, is the number one priority. But business people fund education. That's what happens. You know, the early pioneers, they came and they started to building a town and building churches and et cetera. And then they said, well, we need a school. And then they put the money up. Right, they put the money up and hired some teachers from the East to come in, educated people from the East to come in, and then start teaching the school, pay the teachers, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, education number one priority, but they all are essential. And even for the business person, he has to be educated business person. He has to have education as well. So, Michael, please share with us some thoughts you may have on this topic.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Got a little frog in my throat. the focus on the four, assalamu alaikum, pardon me.
Alaikum salam.
The focus on the four birds and the mountains, you know, the Imam mentioned aspiring, having the spirit. You know, the birds are able to leave the earth and to fly up into the air because God has given the birds the ability to ride the air current. And Imam identified that as having the spirit, having the aspirations. And the hill or the mountain is the establishment, you know, to concretely put that spirit on a base. And the elevated base suggests, you know, having the power, you know, having the power, ability, and authority to have that spirit in the life of a community. You know, Allah speaks about a town that is dead, you know, the roofs falling in and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the language is that, you know, it's speaking to knowledge of reconstruction, being able to bring that town back to life.
Mm-hmm.
The skills that the professor has in cooperation with others, you know, the carpenters and so forth, the roofers. You bring the physical structure back to life by reconstruction knowledge.
Yes.
And so the four are speaking to those areas of life, and we know them: government, business, culture, and education.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the Imam told us early in his leadership, he said he invited the business people, men and women, to make the Quran their business partner.
Mm.
That is so significant.
Yes,
and
yes.
So those things like education and government and culture, they have to have a financial basis to grow and development. But it all begins with having the knowledge base to bring these things about. And what you've been asking us to consider in terms of that philosophy, the spirit is in the philosophy for the Spanish of mi familia, you know, the focus on the family, the foundational grouping, the core grouping for community life is the family.
Yes.
And everything comes out of that. Imam talked about that. That, you know, everything, medicine and all of that comes out of the family.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. We have that 50-year human family plan developed by our executive director to look at planning 50 years ahead to where we want to be 50 years from now. And that language in itself gives you a great insight as to how societies develop. It's not a hit. We hit it right now. Today it's done. So we're going to take a break at time, and then we're going to, I think we have a call in the queue. We're going to go and invite our caller to make a comment. So we're going to take a PSA. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from...
Assalamu alaikum, and this is Latifa A. Hamid. Join me every second and fourth Sunday from 3 to 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on AM 360 for Relationship Talk, as we explore tips and discussion on how to have a healthy, happy relationship. See you there. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Okay, we're back, inshallah. We want to bring our caller in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Caller, are you on mute?
Oh.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. There's something that really little sound bite I'd like to share. Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. Al-Islam, we must help humanity without the sacred unity. Islamic institution to show us how to develop our community. Ignorance, one of the worst poverty. We need a moral foundation to have generational wealth. There are business guidelines for success and doing for self. We have knowledge for international trade, protecting our interests, keeping our money safe, pooling our resources together. We know how to make life better. Doing what we must do as a community, we can't afford to lose. That's an
Shukra. Shukra, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we got another caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, it's Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And Brother Professor was saying on the zeal and the example he gave in the methodology that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by Allah's permission did, it also goes along with what you're doing and like all of us are doing. When the common Shahada who comes on board and the common people that comes into the religion, the poor people that comes in, when they see the businessmen do what they are supposed to be doing, make everything a form of worship, and they use sadaqah to put employment into the community, to build the schools, make that donation, invest in those who come in as regular Shahadas, but they have skills but no money. You know, we should have an inquiry when the imam should be able to sit down with the new Shahadis and find out what things that they dream that they want to do, what skills they have to do, and our businessmen be able to see in the community that they're in who to invest into helping the new Shahada or any believer in the community establish their business. Because the business is going to be $1 million business, a $2 million business, $3 million business. Down the road, it's going to be a $5 million. So it's a good investment. When they see the businessmen spend their sadaqah like the new Shahada or the poor Shahada who comes in and put their sadaqah in the box to see the masjid have the carpet clean or the masjid do this, you know, when they see both of us working together, the poor and the rich of this blessing that Allah has given the human family, you know, it's going to start a direction, a clarity that's going to make everybody see that those who say they believe, you know, are they love for each other, what they love for themselves, and they are brothers to each other. You know, so when we see the businessman, especially the rich ones in our community, not putting no burden on them, but their dollars is no more bigger than that dollar that poor Muslim comes in every week and gives his or her $10 when they might not even have the type of food they want to have, or they might still have a bill coming. But that zeal in them to please the law and try to help want to establish a true life that's based upon halal, only what Allah permits. When we get that balance, and that's going to only come through sure, you know, and we help educate the uneducated, but we got to also educate the rich educated ones to understand their obligation, their right to spend and build this community like the way that they want the respect for. They want the recognition, but you had to do it in deeds and actions, just like that poor Muslim or that new Shahada who just come in, and they're giving their last to show Allah that they want his help.
Yes, sir.
Just want to say that.
Thank you, Muhammad. Appreciate it. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate it. So, Professor, my mind just been running and racing here and listening to the comments from our callers as well as the comments we, Michael, and you have been sharing. And I wanted to highlight, you know, we saw it in the PSA announcement, the Graceline invitation, and I think that needs to be revamped a little bit. But inshallah, it can be worked on. But share with us some things about the Graceline project and how it's developed, where it's at this point, and what do you need from us? What does Graceline need from us, the listeners, to help this project along? Then we want to put this bird on its proper structure, the credit union. Let me say this before you start. You know, we have been discussing how to get our monies together to work for us, and what I found, and I actually did a study on why we are experiencing sometimes what some may call apathy, or being not together on this economic picture, and it was disappointments where there have been loss on investments and things like this, and people are very cautious about where their money will go. So this project with the Trusted Credit Union, I think, is a major component that has to be highlighted. So would you share some information with us on that, Professor, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, the effort that we're doing, we first of all had to develop a community, incorporated community, a nonprofit, 501c3, Graceline Community Incorporated. And this effort will come under that specific name, that it's to develop financial empowerment. And we focus in on, first of all, we have the our website. If people are interested, go to the website and examine and look at the website and see all the particulars. Because again, I was away for a while. I was in just got back from Cuba, and that was an eye opener and interesting experience. So the experiences that people have had with credit unions in our community have not been good. This is a federal, what we're putting together now is a federally supported credit union that we're eliciting membership to. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to put in anything yet. We have to, first of all, establish the system we have, and we have financial support that will aid us in setting up the institution itself, and also support the with grants from federal and domestic grants. So the first thing is established is if you're not in, you should be interested. I know we as Muslims who have been in the community for such a long time would love to have our own financial empowerment through a system that would help support the business people and people who wish to go into business with microloans, much like the great Indian businessmen who developed the microloans for Pakistan and India for the poor who wanted to establish their business in their homes or in their or their families with families to begin to build a solid business operation. And when you say familia, I know Michael mentioned familia, we were involved or we were inundated with that in Cuba for the last 9 days. And my brother and I went there, and we really saw a lot of poverty, and we saw people who were industrious, but because of the concept that they have in terms of regulating money and class and caste systems that most people are, and color consciousness, these things hold back great classes of people. And you know, communism, developed by Karl Marx, it was a political theory. A theory is a guess. And Karl Marx advocated this class war idea. And what they refer to as a left-wing social political system. But that's not necessary for what we're doing, because we're under the Quran and the life example of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, and we have a system that is in place called zakat, and if we adhere to that principle and have a organization that would be able to distribute and organize that system, as well as because the Federal Credit Union, you can put your money in this particular organization that will have halal banking, or Islamic banking, or the traditional banking that you find with most institutions in America. But right now, yeah, we are at the point where we need members to join, and that only requires your name, address, phone number, and perhaps an email, and you would be that would be enough to join field of membership.
And you say, Professor, that information is on the website. We can go to the website.
Yes, let me give you the website address.
Yes.
It's Graceline, G-R-A-C-E, Graceline, L-I-N-E, Community, Inc., .org. Graceline Community, Inc., or Incorporation, or I-N-C, .org.
Thank you, Graceline Community, Incorporation, I-N-C, .org. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us. And anything else you want to share?
Yes. I wanted to share the efforts of the brothers and sisters on the board of directors. We have a diverse group of believers who have been in the community. Most of us have been in the community for over 50 years that's on the board. And we have some younger people who also are part of the board. Sister, that was just put on our board from Charlotte. And we've focused in on Charlotte to be the center of where we will have brick-and-mortar actual credit union in Charlotte. So we're planning to have it there, and we're planning to help develop the community there to establish it as a focal point.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are in the process of developing the CDC and Community Development Corporation in Charlotte.
So yeah,
it's a symbiotic relationship that we know if we just continue to be have enough zeal to complete what we are trying to establish there, we will be successful. And this is all in God's
plan. Yes.
You know?
And so having that field of membership will allow the credit union to go to the next step. And I understood there was like having 300 or so pledged members, potential members to the credit union to sign that form they can go to the website and fill out that form. We can do that, I say, because I need to get mine in there as well.
Yeah, so that's the purpose of the website, so it could be easy for you to join by clicking a button. And
yes,
then
sir.
That information is sent to the federal for our field of membership.
Yeah.
To
let me
get the certification.
Yes, let me ask you another question too, Professor. I'm understanding that you all have the 501c3 that allows you to collect donations, funds, whatnot, even though the credit union is not yet set up, but the CDC can collect those funds. Am I understanding that to be correct?
The Graceline Community Inc. can collect the money for establishing, because we have the 501c3 through that name, and
Graceline
then
Community.
And then that would begin that right there. We've already collected some funds, and we are using that judiciously to develop the field of membership and to get that information back to the federal credit union, national credit union, and they will ascertain the information that we have, and then inshallah issue a certification as a credit union, and we can begin operations to set up the infrastructure to activate all of the things that other credit unions would be involved
yeah.
with. But our
yeah.
credit union would be much, much different in that we will have a component for education and how to deal with your family, trust funds, trusts, and how to balance your budget so that you can
yeah.
save more money. And
yeah, so
you
have a financial institution.
Exactly. It's a broad-based institution that serves
yeah.
more than a bank. You won't get that kind of service at a traditional bank.
Sounds great.
We will give
some great news. I'm excited.
Yes.
When you get me excited, I'm telling you. Look, I had this young worker used to work with me. She had just saying, "I'm excited." I said, I thought to myself, I said, "When the last time I've been excited about something?" So look,
well,
I'm excited, man.
This is the thing, and this is a model. I'm telling you, this is a model for many of our communities throughout the United States and outside of the United States. And
yes,
because
yes.
even there's interest in people who want to have interest in perhaps joining from overseas. So there's a lot of doors that we don't even know that are doors that are opening.
Yeah.
Because we're focused in doing what we have here to do as a community and making
give us
it.
That I'm sorry, to interrupt. But give us that website
mm-hmm.
again where we can go in and sign up for the field of membership, which doesn't cost a thing, just to fill out the application.
That's right.
I'm excited.
That's right. Okay, it's www.gracelinecommunityandinc.org. So that's Graceline, that's www.graceline, GRACELINE, community, COMMUNITY, INC.org.
Yes, .org. Thank you. GracelineCommunityIncorporated.org.
Yes, but you don't have to write, you have to spell out incorporated. Just
put, yeah, just INC.
Just put INC
.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that, and we want to take another break, if we got any callers with questions, we want to invite them in. And Michael, we're going to circle back to you and get some comments, if you would.
Hey.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Yes, very good. So, welcome back to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Michael, we are circling right around to you. Please share with us some thoughts and how we situated with our callers and whatnot.
Yes, we've got two callers in the queue, and we're looking at, we're still 8 minutes from the 10:30 mark. So
Okay, good.
So
thank you.
What I'd like to share is the excitement that you're experiencing and sharing with us versus this kind of the attitude and mindset of a foot dragger and a showstopper, people that don't act in their own interests. I talk with Professor who his credentials are excellent, and his body of work is very visible, but yet he's got people with no knowledge want to argue with him or engage him in conversation that they don't have any foundation to talk about, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop giving the energy to these people who are just in the way.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you're going to have that in the community, you know. I used to see it in the barbershop and other places. These doggone Negroes don't know a damn thing, but they're talking like they're experts, you know.
Yeah.
And when you hear the conversation, you're talking like a fool, man, you know.
Yes, yes.
And when you give your attention to them, you know, they feed on that and they feed on negativity. And we just have to stop paying attention to those kind of folks.
Yes.
And, yes. You know,
it's so
step
important.
Over. Step over.
Yeah. It's so important to align with positive people, people who are working to go someplace. And I'm so pleased to see our community evolving to that point where the people who are interested in progress, materially making progress, structural progress, is forming alliances and making contact with each other. So I think that's a positive that's very welcoming in our Islamic life. And I see it happening locally. I have a meeting today with some business people, as well as craftsmen to look at a project that possibly can be added to our store area. So, Professor, I'll be updating you on that project. But let's go to the callers, Michael.
Okay. And before we go to the callers, lastly, I just want to say that Omar, who became the leader, but before he became leader, he was well known of not suffering food and ignorance, you know. It was like the saying was that when the devil saw Umar on the side of the street that he was walking down, the devil would cross over to the other side of the path because he didn't want to engage Umar. And we have to have some of that spirit, you know. Man, get out of here with that mess. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for that. So, caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I hope you're excited about this news.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now, moving to Charlotte. Look, this is, I was serious because it's on my mind even before I heard this. Look, I want to let everybody know that CWSC are well aware of the efforts that are going on at Graceline in conjunction with that. So don't think that Graceline and they're being allowed to do something against the line that they have for their format is concerned and their bylaws. Look, don't take this lightly. Don't let this opportunity pass us by like it's nothing. When you have conversation amongst yourself, talk about Graceline. Get that done. Don't lay on that and feel relieved. This is something this like. Let me tell you something your ma'am say. Your ma'am say that those who accept poverty, he say that's a sin. He said, and I'm gonna tell you, I feel, you know, it pressing on my soul every day that the fact that I don't even qualify for Zakat. As long as I've been in the community, I don't even qualify. I don't even have my business. I don't have a business that put me in a position to even qualify for Zakat.
To pay
Zakat. I can't
Zakat,
give.
To pay Zakat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, to pay the Zakat. And I can't give. You know, that's painful. That's painful. I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's always right, Sadaka. There's always
We got that part of it.
We cannot suffer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, gave us so many ways to be helpful, generous, and to earn ajr from Allah, blessings from Allah, by even just being kind, giving a kind word. So many ways. Look, if you wind up in hell as a Muslim, you really didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
see this show here? This show here is very, very serious show, and yet and all, you can have that peaceful, loving, fun up in this, inside the show. I love it.
Thank
I love it. So
thank
great,
you,
great,
thank
great,
you,
great.
Bilal. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And I said, I'm
Let's go to our next caller, Michael, please.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
I said, I'm a regular Brother Muhammad. Again, I just, Brother DeLacy was saying, this is my fourth time feeling that same excitement that you said you're feeling today. But I wanted to make it clear now, there's a couple of tips by very reputable brothers to establish and use the name Graceline for the credit union that were, and I know they're talking to each other. And I'm wondering, I know that people like the professor and Abdul Rashid Salam and the other brothers in Atlanta here who have tried to start a credit union, and these people are good and very good. What I mean by good people, educated people in what they're doing. This one brother and his wife, here in Atlanta at least maybe 15, 16 years ago. Tried to start a legitimate credit union here in Atlanta, Georgia, where area that I'm in. And I know how the brothers in St. Louis. I know how the brothers in Texas. I think, yes, you're right. A great, oh, my goodness. Our program we're on right now. I'm sorry. Anyway, the brother Edward them and all them in Texas, you know, they're all have to know each other because y'all are intelligent people. You're very educated people. You're very observant.
They're working
people.
Together. A lot of them are working together on this project.
Well, I think now that is one of the best advertising pieces to let out front, because a lot of us who have been trying to join every effort, you know, if we know now that y'all are insurer, you're working together, you're pooling your resources, all your education, and all your opportunities, you know, because we're all talking the same thing. We just have to come together and chew it and make it legit, like Imam Muhammad said, you know, make it strong, clean, and legit, and open. You know, open. We don't have to hide. But the most important obstacle is going to be that we still have not yet legally declared ourselves an Islamic state or an Islamic community that must have our rights in the United States Constitution to be and who we are and have a purified environment for our people to live in regards to where they are in the United States of America or the world. So again, that's going to be the hindrance when we let the federal government of France, the federal government of Spain, the federal government of Saudi Arabia, we let all of them come in with the mentality that they have and the obligation that they have to the system of knowledge that they've already been functioning under for years. You know, it's going to be a problem for the responsibility we have, those who are in the community. I guess also, we have to remember we are a new people.
We've got a new destiny that we're renewing.
We've
got two more calls.
Yeah, Muhammad, thank you so much. You're a two-time caller. We got some other people in the queue, so we're going to ask you to wrap it up, and then we're going to move on.
Okay,
appreciate
you. I just muted him. To go on.
Little caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Next caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
What area code are you opening?
We hear you, ma'am. Yes. Forgive us, we're having some technical difficulties here.
Yes, sir. I'll help as much as I can from my end. Want to suggest a documentary that I think we would really benefit from watching. It is sponsored on HBO. The title is Exterminate All the Brutes.
I hear a little background noise there with you, ma'am.
Let me cut this. Okay.
That's good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The documentary that I'm suggesting that we take a look at is entitled Exterminate All the Brutes. It is the history of colonization, the history of oppression on the earth. So I have looked at episode 1 and episode 2. It's very enlightening, and it just tells the raw truth, not the fantasized version that the people have been given. You know, Christopher Columbus discovered America and all of that.
Yeah.
It gives the raw truth about oppression and colonization. So I'll stop right there, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are witnessing so much of that trying to take place. But, you know, I'm so proud of the young people today who are not buying, they're not drinking the Kool-Aid. They're trying so hard to convince these young people that children, women and children dying in mass thousands by the thousands is an acceptable formula for peace and coexistence. So, you know, nobody's drinking that Kool-Aid. That's so old. And this colonial thinking is so old and outdated. You know, Allah says he's narrowing down the boundaries of these corrupt people that we are seeing in the land. They say, do they not see that Their boundaries are getting tight. It's like a rope choking them around the neck. They're, you know, these young people are so aware. And I'm just so glad we got a new generation coming, and all of these old brutes and colonists and hypocrites, liars, thieves, murderers, and all the bigots are going to be gone soon, wiped out, gone. We'll have a new, fresh earth. So let's move on. Let's move on. And look, and you see that smile I just did? That shows you how much I'm grieving right there, right? <'Cause it's> a, let's go.
646.
Next caller, please.
646-245. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Farida calling. I just wanted to mention that yesterday's Democrats, at the very beginning of our nation, their descendants are today's Republicans.
Yes.
So we have to be kind of careful when we say or when we believe that, like, Communism Party, that's what they want, yeah. Or whatever. We have to be very careful because, like Albert Pike said, that slavery was a necessary evil, and, you know, the Whig Party. And in 1828, the Democratic Party started. The Whig Party started in 1848. Albert Pike was around in 1861, and in 1854, the Republican Party was supposed to have started. But again, Republicans are the descendants of the Democratic Party. So,
Who is Albert Pike?
Albert Pike was a conservative commander who went against the United States of America to fight and led the Civil War. He was also the founder of a Freemasonry and its first Grand Master. So, and like I said, you know, that they are today's descendants.
Yes. So, Sister Farida,
you know, that's
please
why
go
in there. in a lot of ways there are two wings of the same bird that we have to also be careful of.
Yes, and we definitely are aware. We definitely are aware that these parties and identifying with these parties is not a good way to go. So, Sister Farida, please remember to go to GracelineCommunityInc.org and fill out that application. Because this, we want you on the West Coast, we want you to, it's a federal credit union, so you can do online banking when it's set up. So, please fill out that form and help Graceline get off up and running.
Can you give me that address again?
Yes. GracelineCommunityInc.org. www. It's a website. You can see some of the things they've been doing. They've offered some financial training as well. I missed it, though, but I was aware of it. And it's a community effort of very trustworthy people, been working on this project for a few years to get it up and going. And it's right at the cusp of happening right now. So we just need that feel of membership fill out to get interested parties to fill out feel of membership interest, show that you are interested in that credit union happening.
Thanks. The next step. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. So, Michael, who was it? Your turn. I have to circle back to the professor. Professor, let me ask you something about your trip to Cuba. and give us a brief breakdown. I know it's a long trip, so take 5 minutes.
Okay.
How our time look, Mike?
Oh, we're good. We've got it's 10:39, so we've got about 20 minutes.
All right, go ahead, Professor.
Yes, this was a trip that my brother and myself we planned. I had been to Cuba before, but this was my brother's first time, and so it was very exciting to hang out with my brother for that amount of time, because we don't see each other maybe once a year, and it gave us the opportunity to bond and to travel, and we went through to various places in Cuba, but the overriding theme was buried in authoritarianism and the suppression of the classes. And if you look at, if you go to Miami or any place like that, you'll see that you turn on the TV, all you see is color conscious people, called Cubans. You think all Cubans are light skinned people who look like Europeans, but the majority of the people in Cuba are very poor. And they're made poor because of the totalitarian element that just one group is always above the other group. I don't care whether they call it communism or capitalism or socialism, whatever ism they talk about. And even in al-Islam, you could see that there's always a group above the common people who are suppressed, who because of their policies, suppress common people from elevating themselves.
Yeah.
So, but the beautiful thing about it, I took Islamic material in Spanish and found the masjid in Havana. Beautiful masjid, nice, large masjid now. And they are doing excellent work in attracting Cubans into al-Islam.
Wow.
And that really warmed my heart to see that, and those people who are attracted are the people of color, and these are exciting times, because they when they hear the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, it's just like a flower blooming, and because most of the people, when they come there, they think that al-Islam is thobes and kufis and Gina cats.
Yes,
but no,
yes, yes.
Al-Islam is to be lived.
Yes.
And brought to life from your efforts. The zeal. You have to have the zeal to bring it to life. And you don't have to carry a hammer around with you. You just be kind. When we were sitting in the park one day, and there was a very, very poor person, man, who looked homeless and smelled of urine and other smells. And so he looked at me, and I actually went in my pocket and gave him some money. And then my brother followed and gave him some more money. And you know that man cried? That grown man cried, man. And my brother said that was one of the most powerful experiences that he's ever had in his life.
So where's Frank at, Professor? Where's your brother,
he's back
Frank?
In the back room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him here. I want to talk to him.
Hold on. Okay. Hey, Buck. Yeah. Yeah, talk to him.
This is Frank, and look, we on Blog Talk Radio now, so you're gonna be heard around the nation here. But I wanted you to share something of your trip to Cuba with our listening audience, just a brief minute or so of your time, if you would.
Oh, I certainly will. It's certainly a pleasure. My brother and I did go to Havana, Cuba. This was my first trip. It was his second trip. And Cuba is a beautiful country. However, because of their social economic policies, there are a lot of poor people in Cuba who are struggling day to day just trying to make it. One thing that struck me and touched my heart was the Cuban, Afro-Cuban people who are really struggling hard. And while my brother and I, whenever we would tour around Cuba, we'd always take our break at one of the beautiful parks in Cuba. And we sat down, I believe it was our next to last day leaving, and this Afro-Cuban came up to us, and very poor. You could see the tears in his eyes, really wanting someone to help him, crying out, please help us. He didn't say, he didn't beg, but my brother and I, we knew that he needed help. And we provided him with some money, and he looked at us, and he started crying. And that touched our hearts, and we did God's will that day.
Yeah.
And that
was thank you.
That will stay, yeah, that will stay with us for the rest of our lives. So
thank
overall,
you, Brother
it was
Frank.
A fantastic trip. Yes.
Thank you, Brother
okay,
Frank.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
so
you joining us on the program. I spoke with you on the phone, by the way, last night.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and you mentioned that to me, so I wanted our listening audience to hear you say that and to just show the how compassion could be beneficial. Look, I'm gonna share something else. You know, I think you told me, say we gave him about 7,000 pesos. So I went and did the conversion, 20 to 1, to 20 pesos equal $1. And I did the conversion on that. Y'all gave him over $400-something, right?
Absolutely.
So
yes.
That guy was happy and crying, you told me. So
I just
wanted to share that with our listeners. Look, I have to do the numbers. When you put something on me, I got to do the numbers, right? So.
Well, we sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Y'all did wonderful work. Thank you so much for sharing.
It's our pleasure. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's move.
Okay.
All right. So, so anything else you want to share, Professor? And then we're going to circle to Michael, and we got to wrap up our time. I know it's pushing us a little bit.
I think the operative word today is zeal, and we all have to be zealots about what we say we believe, but actually act and do. Because
yes,
a lot of people are going down to these different places in Africa, Cuba, where you have people of color, and trying to reintroduce their form of Christianity to the people, and they induce them because they have money. So they try to attract them with the money, and because they don't have the foods or the conveniences that we have here, but they know that, but can see that they have been embedded by the color consciousness of imagery, and also material. Material association with Caucasian white supremacy.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for them to you can't turn down a man if he's hungry. You present him with food, he's going to follow you.
Yes.
He's going to follow you. And this has been the case all over Africa. That's why African leadership is not able to utilize the material wealth that they have to benefit their own people.
Yes. Yes. So wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Professor, for sharing with us and sharing your trip, something about your trip with us. I saw those beautiful pictures you sent of the masjid there in Cuba and whatnot.
Right.
And just wonderful. Wonderful that you and your brother was able to travel together and experience those things. You're a real model for us. You are the traveler. Thank you so much for sharing. All right, Michael, circle back to you and how our time looked. Do we have a caller in the queue or how we look?
We've got 10 minutes and no callers. We invite the callers to press 1 to come into the conversation. We've got a caller here now, for my classmate, Mark Shaheed. Welcome.
Yes.
Come on. Where you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum to you, Imam DeLacy Omar, and to you, Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and to you.
Brother Mark, I'm smiling. When you came on, I got a big smile on my face. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I know you are. I can feel the vibes through the phone. And I wanted to say, commend, you know, Professor Rabbani and his brother for what it is he did in terms of spending out of that which Allah has provided for them. And with your permission, I'd like to make a special announcement so that we have opportunity to spend out of that which Allah has provided for us.
Yes.
That's okay with you.
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I want to just say that a special on the sister station later today at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, High Noon Central Standard Time, you know, one of our very, very learned imams in the community, Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman, will be on. And the purpose for the invitation is that he is offering two very, very important classes on the fundamentals of our beliefs. And he's going to be giving the insight of Imam Muhammad in regards to that, the fundamentals of our worship, and also the prophetic Sunnah Hadith of the Prophet, the Sirah of the Prophet, and also the introduction and the insight and the science of the Quran. Now, all of these are going to be classes starting May the 1st, 1 hour in the morning, and a very very economical price and all. So he will be given that information. And also there's going to be another class that's going to be a separate class on grammar and terminology, which is going to be an excellent class. So he'll be given that information. And we want to really get as many people in our community that are Muslim. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the community or what. It can even benefit imams and all those who really know Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman. He used that same methodology as his teacher, a master teacher, in terms of Imam W.D. Muhammad and all. So just want to just say, if they dial in at 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673. Don't come by yourself. Invite somebody in your family, friends, or neighbors, or community members, pioneers, even our imams, to tune in and listen, because I'd like to get as many people registered in those classes each and every day. Thank you so much, brother.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Professor. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalamu alaikum. All right. Another exciting event. Go ahead, Michael.
Got a recall, and we've got like 6 minutes.
All right. Recall, you get 1 minute.
Okay, alhamdulillah. This is a poem I say another show, but I like to say something. You get that knowledge, that Islamic knowledge, you ascend, and then you come back down to the Fajr. So this is the poem I said on another show. We must continue to provide food for the hungry and the poor. Paradise for us will be an open door. Allah wants us to have more, collecting and donating seasonal clothing. Al-Islam improved the way we are thinking. Collecting cane and non-perishable food for distribution. Now we are really part of the logical conclusion. Homelessness, let's continue doing our best. Investing in our soul, helping others pass life tests. Clean up our neighborhood. Allah only accept what is good. For the best in this world and the hereafter, without a doubt, good deeds matter. As-salamu
alaykum. Yes, sir. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, all right. So we got about 4 minutes, huh, Mike?
Yes, 5 minutes.
Oh, we got five. All right. So, Professor, give us some final words as we circle back. It's so glad to have you back here in the States. Welcome home, and welcome back to AM 360 Airwaves.
Okay. Thank you. Well, like I said, we have been given a great opportunity to change and reconstitute the society. But we have to do it with zeal. We have to do it with enthusiasm. And I think we have been taught very well in the last 40 or 50 years to have accumulated enough knowledge. You know, like some of the Sahabas, they would concentrate on just one chapter, one verse of the Quran and put that into action. And we make the world just based on that. So a lot of times you can be like, I remember going to Harvard and meeting some of the students, you know, my colleagues there. And some of them have been at the Harvard for years and years. And I said, well, man, what you do? Well, after I finish this, I'll get this degree. After I finish that degree, I'm going to get that degree. I said, when are you going to put it to use?
Yes.
You know, when you gonna actually put it to use, huh? I mean, you the idea of knowledge is to put it to use, not just to contain it. You're not donkeys carrying books. Look at what's happening in Israel with all of those scholars, man, that they call themselves scholars, and they're supporting and perpetuating genocide.
Yes.
Huh? I mean, with all of that knowledge that they claim that they are the children of God, that they and see, that's another misnomer, because now you think that you know and you have knowledge of the divine and that you are at that level. No, you're not. Look at your works. Look at your works, and you'll see that Jesus Christ called you out. He said, "I know your father." You know, you are not of your father Abraham. We know your father, and when he tells a lie, he brings his own lie. So you got that kind of situation, and also the slave, former slave, our great Frederick Douglass, who said, "You call yourself Jews and children of God, and you have the Torah book, and you say, well, listen." Your behavior would shame a nation of savages, the way you are performing and behaving, calling yourself religious, at the
and
top
we
of the
see
religious
that,
chain.
We see that in our leadership here, that they can support such brutal and uncivilized behavior and call it self-defense. Right. You know, man, that's so crazy.
Would shame a nation of savages. The way your behavior is.
The young people
and
not
so,
buying
and,
that, though. I'm
no,
so thankful.
Of course not. And remember that Allah is in everything and everything. No one can do anything without the permission of God. And and God allows things to happen so he can bring about his plan and bring his plan into fruition.
Yes. Yes. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Professor, and welcome back again. What wonderful, wonderful way to help us close out this segment of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. Michael, share some final comments with us, and I'm going to ask you to close us out, so keep us cognizant of the time.
Okay, we've got 1 minute, and I want to say what he said.
Yes, sir, and I agree, too. So, dear listeners, thank you for sharing and listening to our program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We are working on this concept of creating this sacred unity we need to make progress in life and in our religious life, in our family lives, et cetera, in our business life, cultural life, as well as education and governance. So, Michael, close us out, please.
Oh, Allah, we cannot manage this fight for ourselves, not without you. Make our life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you. We hear and we obey. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Peace and blessings.